Welcome to Woman Crush Wednesday on 97.9 The Hill. I'm Allie Evans, and each week I'm chatting with motivated women in the Chapelboro area and highlighting their impact. This conversation is made possible by Mosaic Comprehensive Care, a unique medical home providing innovative care for the whole person in a non-judgmental environment. Hey, y'all. Welcome to this week's Woman Crush Wednesday conversation on 97.9 The Hill. This week, I'm chatting with Tiffany Griffin, owner of Bright Black in Durham. Tiffany, along with her husband, Dariel, say their company uses scent as a medium and candles as a platform for sharing positive narratives about Blackness. Their candles are named for places that they want to honor, including Salvador, Paris, Kingston, and of course, Durham. Welcome to Woman Crush Wednesday, Tiffany.
Thank you. Great to be here.
You said that you have played in many professional sandboxes before starting Bright Black. What led you down this path?
Great question. Lots of serendipity, I guess. I am technically trained as a social psychologist. So that's what actually first took me to North Carolina back in 2009. I did my postdoc at UNC. Very quickly realized that that was not the professional sandbox that fit my personality the best. Started exploring what it would look like to apply some of those same skills in research to a policy setting. So I moved to Washington, D.C., and first worked on the Hill on the Senate side, doing health policy, and then worked in the executive branch for President Obama's signature international development initiative called Feed the Future. And that was really great, incredibly inspiring work. And fast forward about 7 years, I became married, I became a mother. I started really thinking about the type of control that I wanted over my day-to-day and the contributions that I wanted to make. I also started thinking about messages that my daughter would receive deliberately and directly from me and messages that I wanted to shield her from and protect her from and counter given who she was born as, which is a woman and Black and all sorts of other identities, but those two were front of mind. And so I revisited an idea that Dariel and I had first explored when we first started dating, which was making candles. We originally wanted to make candles to honor hip hop, which is a musical genre that also gets a bad rap and that we both really love and that has so many themes of love. And we were falling in love and there were so many reasons why we wanted to do it, and wrote a business plan to say, like, what would this look like? What could this look like to use scent and candles specifically as a leverage point for talking about things that many people are not necessarily exposed to, and then also some topics that can be tense or off-putting. Like, what could be a nice, easy, non-dramatic entree into some tough conversations? And I thought scent was a great way of doing that.
I can already tell that we are going to have an extended version of this conversation on Chapelboro because it's too good. So lighting a candle, practicing self-care, it's a really great way to wind down and relax. How do you take time for yourself as a business owner, a wife, and a mom?
That's a great question. And admittedly, not something that I excel at is taking time for myself. I will say, friends often say, like, why did I get an email from you or a message from you at like 3 a.m? And it's like, that's my happy place time.
Oh, gosh.
You know, it's a moment of stillness, those hours between like 2 and 5. So I do try to take advantage of moments of stillness whenever I can. And I like walking as well. But I mean, I think particularly at this moment of the Bright Black journey, which is one of rapid scaling, there's not a whole lot of downtime for me at the moment.
So what advice would you give to someone who wants to light a flame under their career?
I would say a couple things have helped me across time. You know, one is being in spaces where I think differently than others can be hard in the day-to-day, it can be hard on the ego, it can be hard emotionally, but it also can be very impactful to be someone who thinks differently in a space where people tend to think similarly. And I've played that role both in academia, in government, for sure. Very different than a lot of the people who I worked with. Mm-hmm. And even in entrepreneurship and in the candle space, right? Like, we like to say we're not just candles. Like, the mission is just as important as the product. And many people advise us to shed the mission and just focus on the product. So I would say, one, you know, if you have values and you are different in a space, leverage the difference for impact. And the other thing I would say is, if you feel like your time in a space is over or is up, or you can't quite make the types of contributions that you want to be making in this very short time that we're all on this planet, figure out whatever you need to do to make the pivot. For me, it was meeting with a woman who was trained as a therapist who then transitioned into what she calls intuitive healing work. And we met for 6-7 months as I was managing the self-talk in my head around why I shouldn't take this leap that everything in my being wanted to do. I wanted to start Bright Black. I was just terrified for a whole host of reasons. And I knew that that self-talk was the barrier. And as opposed to denying that, I'm like, I'm going to jump into it and get myself some help. So I think we all have different barriers. Just attack it head on.
To your first point, I've kind of always hated that term, great minds think alike. Like, no, great minds think differently. Mm-hmm. The fact that you spoke to that really stands out, because it's like success is usually found in being an innovator. And if you just think like everybody else that's around you, that's not going to happen. Bright Black creates products that are thoughtfully designed and add a touch of cool elegance to any home. You can celebrate, embrace, and recognize the complexity, beauty, and brilliance of blackness by shopping directly from their website, brightblackcandles.com. Woman Crush Wednesday is presented by Mosaic Comprehensive Care. Meet their team and learn more at mosaiccarenc.com.
For this and other Woman Crush Wednesday interviews, visit the 97.9 The Hill on-demand page of chapelboro.com.
See y'all on Wednesday.